Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we're into hour number two, and we're going to be taking calls for the next 30 minutes. Then we have a guest popping on. He's the gentleman who's got both his arms and legs missing, all four limbs, who gets harassed by the TSA. Jeffrey Lewis, he's also a motivational speaker. He'll pop in for 30 minutes. And then I've cleaned the slates in the third hour to take calls yet again and get into all this news. But here in the United States and in Europe, they're using every violent event now to say, arrest people that criticize government. Sarkozy has said, anyone that visits a site that we say is extreme, you're going to jail. Really, how does a reporter go to a site that's in a foreign country and talk about it? I mean, this is a new dark age. And the very same system they passed in Germany and France and now England, they're bringing it here. It's pushed everywhere. Kids are already taught this in school. Draw an image of a gun, go to jail, even though there's no law. So we're just all being taught this. Meanwhile, Hollywood, though, can spew the most vile garbage. Vogue magazine can put out, you know, pedophilic-looking stuff. All of this can be thrown in your face, but you don't have any right. The system can use its propaganda, but you don't have your speech to counter it. Let's go to Evan in Colorado. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Good morning, Alex. How are you?
Good. You're there in mountain time.
I am indeed, yes. I suppose it's afternoon for you. Well, you're talking about sites that you shouldn't visit. That is appropriate. I've been trying to get through to you for a while through your show tips, email address, and so forth. This is important information for you and your viewers. If it's okay with you, I'd like to talk you through how to find this document online, because I'm afraid it's going to disappear within an hour after I mention it.
Okay, go ahead and tell me.
Okay, go to startpage.com. And this is going to remind you of something from December. You're going to type in two words. The first is PAMSS, that's as in Papa Alpha Mike Sierra Sierra. The next is Wiltek.
Hold on, PAMSS.
Papa Alpha Mike Sierra Sierra.
Okay.
Next is Wiltek, Wilco, India Lima.
Just hold on, listen, just give me the name and that's how I can search it. People always give URLs out, the whole URL, they try to spell out the whole deal.
This is going back to that document that you talked about in December that disappeared, the National Continuity Plan, the red team and blue team thing with the FEMA camps and all that.
Yeah.
This is a follow-up on that because they didn't take down the entire document. They took down
there's a whole bunch of them.
But there's a vendor list. There are people who are signing up who want to make money off of this.
Okay, so let me be clear. It's PAMSS.
Yes, and then the next word is Wiltex, WILTEX. That's one of the companies that signed up. PAMSS. You should get two links on that. The first is an FBO.gov. The other is Cryptome.org. So the original PDF back in December was archived. So anybody who wants to see the entire thing, and there's an important piece of information in there, the other one is the FBO link. And you can either click the main link or you can...
By the way, when I covered that, they had COINTELPRO posing as patriots come out and say I was fear-mongering about camps as they're spending billions overall. We found a bunch of other documents activating them everywhere. That's big news that they're getting the emergency centers ready for civil unrest in their own words, but I'm bad. Just like I made up, they're saying kill babies up to age 3. And just like I made up world government, I'm bad. But they've got other conspiracy theorists we can trust saying I'm a liar. Yes, I am aware of the vendors list. I think you may have missed the reports Paul Watson did in January and February. But I haven't seen this particular one. So I should just put that in the search engine or go to the government contract site.
Well, you can go and search there, but StartPage will give you two different links. And it'll take you right there.
All right, so Pam, SS... Wiltex and Cryptome.org also. I can search there. Thank you so much. I'll have to look into that. Great points there. But it's all imaginary. You know that Alex 10 years ago. I mean, he said they were building the appliances where they'd have data over power line and smart meters tracking everything in your house. Of course, now it's all admitted, but I'm still bad and a fearmonger because I'm right.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team. want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off of your teeth both as a vapor and as particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 10 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Folks, Iran and the Mideast nuclear mess is already ballooning our gas prices. Whether you're struggling with food costs, which are being blown up by gas costs now, or know that when the Mideast showdown explodes, whatever food supply you have is all you'll get because of huge panic demand. eFoods Direct Family Packs are the answer. Now, the most affordable, best food is saving you up to 50% compared to other poor quality food companies. The new Alex Jones Quick Fix Family Packs save you so much money, the savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. No matter what effect the Mideast crisis or the crashing economy have, you'll have food as delicious tonight as 25 years from now. Order now for 50% savings and free shipping on these affordable family packs. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, coming up, Geraldo Rivera says a hoodie allowed Zimmerman to kill Martin. And I'm going to give you my take on this. Obama has now come out and said that this young man looked like the son he never had, to personalize it. Talk about opportunistic evil. And this is going to be done to play people off against each other in a big way and to try to demonize the Second Amendment. You better believe this is the type of election year stunt that is going to be pulled. And this is what the globalists are into, the multiculturalists. It's never about people living in peace. It's about playing it up. And here's an example. I can go show you crimes by black people against whites, burning them, shooting them, killing them. Does that mean I blame all black people? No. But there are a lot of racial crimes against whites, Hispanics, you name it, and vice versa. There's a big war on average between Hispanics and blacks. I see it all the time, buried in the news. But it never really becomes a big issue because it's not something they can use in an election. I mean, out in California, the Mexican gangs, because they're dominant, are just pushing the blacks out. And it's a turf war. If it was a different black gang, if it was all blacks pretty much in California, it would be one other black group going after another black group, and it'd be over what color they wore, just like Hutus and Tutsis in Rwanda. It's all about turf. And, yeah, people will find race or religion or region. Oh, you're a Yankee. Oh, you're from the South. It's just an excuse to put yourself in groups because humans are tribal. Here, I'm already getting into it, aren't I? But it's just despicable by Obama. I'm going to get into that. More on, this is a big deal, folks, that the White House on record meets with and through groups funds Media Matters. And Media Matters has said they want to end web freedom, period. They attack me. They want me shut down. They're really creepy. They have private investigators. They infiltrate. They make stuff up. And it's like a foreign military. I mean, I've had Media Matters call me before as a reporter, and I'm talking to one of their head guys, and I go, you get funded by George Soros? He goes, no, we don't. We're, and I pulled up Federal Elections Commission and nonprofit funding and read it to him. He goes, boy, you're good at that, aren't you? And I went, yeah, here's a million here, a million there. Here's these other groups that he gives to that then give to you. I mean, it's on. And he's just like, well, boy, you're good at that. You got me there, Alex. It's like real funny. I mean, when you're dealing with somebody, they didn't even ideology. They're just mercenaries. It's really creepy. And they said in memos they would infiltrate alternative media, and they see Fox and Limbaugh as the kings of that because they're posing as conservative alternative media so the system can control the right angle of it. They're just getting rid of that now. The system has decided, and the memos are out there, they want to just get rid of talk radio. Whether it's liberal, conservative, because you can call in, it's long form. It's very hard for the censors and the talking point controllers to manage it. This is on record. And I've talked in confidence. People go, well, why don't you give us the info? When someone at the highest levels of talk radio tells you something, and when you're brought into confidence by other people at near the highest level, and you're told names and you're told things that later get confirmed, you can't give the source up. That's journalism 101. If I ever start giving up my sources, if I ever start kissing and telling, as they say in the media, then I'm over. People say, oh, really? We don't believe your PNAC document's real. We don't believe the Homeland Security document's real. Tell us what federal marshal gave it to us. Tell us what state police officer gave it to you. And for a week, I was attacked. Everybody said it was fake both times. Of course, later the government had to admit it was real because Congress started doing requests for the information because congressmen were mentioned as being basically terrorists. And, of course, did I get any apologies when it turned out all that was real? No. No. See, I'm here to hit the barbed wire first. Let's get that straight. So people who think they're beating me when they lie about me and twist things and no. You don't win because I, in the final equation, care about defeating the globalist. I'm ready to hit the barbed wire and take it first to make sure the info gets out, even if I don't get credit. But I realize how valuable our operation is, so it is important for people not to even so much defend us, but support us by being sponsors and by buying our books, videos, T-shirts, by subscribing to PrisonPlanet.tv, and by taking our info that you know is good and accurate when you check it out for yourself and getting it out to people. COINTELPRO wants you to defend us and spend all your time in a rat's nest defending us. Don't do that. That's why even when I have total proof that somebody's saying about me isn't true, I rarely defend myself unless it's an educational moment. And then occasionally I will. But I take the attacks as, okay, I'm over the target. The old World War II saying, when do you know you're over the target? When you're getting the heavy flak. I take that as we're taking heavy enemy fire. We are over the target. Wait, we're not getting as much fire. There's more fire over there. Turn into it. Because I'm like a signal flare in World War I. You fire it up. It drifts down on a parachute. It illuminates things. Because just a spotlight will only illuminate certain areas. You want that top-down light to be able to see. So I'm a signal flare. That's what I'm doing here. And so I'm up there floating around down towards the ground. Who knows how long I'll be up there. And they're shooting at me. You know, they want to knock me out of the air. They want to pop my parachute so that they're not illuminated. But by then, more people are firing signal flares. My job has already been completed. I mean, I can keep going on for a long time, keep having greater victories against tyranny, but I feel peace and fulfilled because I've already dropped some heavy payloads that are self-replicating, like nanotech information, virals, what the enemy calls it. And I've already hit them and hit them hard. I mean, I can see the dominoes. I can project out over the horizon with full horizon analysis, and I can go, wow, that's history making. My name probably won't even be connected to it. But the victory is a survival of the species and an example to others. Because flesh isn't what's important. What is important is your spirit and your deeds. And my flesh does not like defending Rush Limbaugh, who's attacked me before viciously many times, 5 or 6 times I know of. And built straw men, Rush Limbaugh, who says gas, I actually found the clip, gas people that use drugs. He said that a decade ago while he was gobbling pills. He's all for the drug war while he's doing it himself. The point is, if they can destroy him, see, my flesh says destroy him, but my gut, my spirit, my discernment says no, defend Rush Limbaugh. And my gut's never wrong. And then I can intellectually analyze, okay, why to defend Rush Limbaugh? Well, if they can shut him down for some humor that's mild compared to shows on network television, good Christian bleepers and you know, the guy on HBO calling Christians scum and women, you know, this and that. That's all acceptable. Of course, I didn't call for him losing his show. I just called for my right to expose it. Bill Maher. So when they all call for the end of Limbaugh and all of this, it's to set a precedent to go after everybody. And they're going after local talk show hosts, I know. And when you roll over to that stations, when you give into that, you might as well just kiss everything goodbye. Because when the White House, which is Goldman Sachs run on record, is funding Media Matters and having strategy meetings at the White House every meeting and phone strategies every day, and they're trying to shut Alex Jones down, they got Napolitano off the air and brag about it on Fox Business. Glenn Beck wasn't perfect, but putting out more truth than anything else I'd seen on Fox. And he was still a worldly person who did dirty tricks to me behind the scenes. I was there at Fox, supposed to be on a bunch of shows, and they said, sorry, Glenn Beck's throwing a fit. I was like, well, I was already on The View and CNN and MSNBC. Okay, that's okay. And they said, you know, well, let us get you a steak over here, you know, next door. Sorry about Glenn. Everybody hates him, you know, but he's throwing fits. And then I, you know. Still, I'm like, well, don't run him off the air, because I understand there's bigger things in me. So all you worldly people saying, you idiot, get rid of Limbaugh. I hope he gets fired and all this. Don't you get it? You can't have the White House front groups trying to kick people off the air. Don't you understand that? This is dangerous for everybody's free speech. All right, I've already covered the Limbaugh now. Let's go to another call. John in Wisconsin, you're on the air. Welcome. Go ahead. Go ahead and talk on your telephone, John.
Yep. I was just calling just basically to agree with you completely about this Limbaugh thing. Even though, you know, I don't really, you know, respect the guy too much, but, I mean, you're exactly right. I mean, if they can take him down, they can literally take anybody down.
Hang together or hang separate. That's what it's called.
Exactly. If people don't realize that, then pretty much they get what they deserve.
I agree with you. What do you think about Obama coming out and saying this could be his son that got killed to personalize it? That is the sickest exploitation of a death I have ever seen.
Absolutely. I just seen that on the Drudge Report not too long ago, too, and that was my first instinct. I just, you know, I seen it, and I was just like, God, you got to be kidding me.
Yeah, it's Politico reporting it. It's completely and totally disgusting. And again, folks, we've already had stations contacting us that are looking to get out of their contract with Limbaugh. And I'm like, you know, a couple of weeks ago, I'm like, it has a bad feeling. I want to, listen, I'm beating him in many cities in the ratings. I want to replace him because I'm more hardcore and get better ratings, and I'm a winner. I don't want him off the field before I've crushed him. That's another issue.
Absolutely, yeah, but you're smart enough to realize, like you said earlier, I mean, If he goes down, I mean, next could be easily you. You know?
Exactly. He doesn't go down like this with Obama, that globalist puppet sneaking around with George Soros. I mean, George Soros wants an end to the free press in this country. That's what they do. So, I mean, look, I'm sorry. It's not even a lesser two evils. You can't let the White House and Goldman Sachs, through Soros, kick Rush Limbaugh off the air. More calls coming up. I mean, that is a no-brainer. That is a no-brainer. We'll be right back. I'd seen the Ungevity products work for many others, and so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the Ungevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself that I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources. As you know, the federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it'll protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals, or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Speaking of internet censorship, Sarkozy says prosecute and imprison readers of extremist websites. You can go read the quotes and watch the video with English subtitles at InfoWars.com. We'll go over some of that later. I'm going to go back to your calls right now, but briefly back to the subject of Media Matters. Media Matters has 501c3 tax-exempt status and advertises to get that they are nonpartisan. They publicly are funded by the Democratic Party, MoveOn.org, George Soros, and have personnel that meet inside the White House every week and daily phone call war room meetings. I mean, can I be tax exempt? There is no way. They're going after tea parties all over the country that are doing the tax exempt thing and saying they're just for the Constitution. And a lot of the tea parties genuinely are mad at the Republicans too, and they just want the Republic back. They're being shut down, audited everywhere. But it's just such a rigged game. I am so sick of it. And I'm quite frankly blown away by some of our readers at Infowars.com implying that I'm friends with Limbaugh when he's attacked me on record. And I'm on the radio against him for 15 years in this slot. 15 years. I'm a direct competitor with Rush Limbaugh, and I'm saying don't kick him off the air. And I called Ted Anderson. We're going to split 50-50. I'm going to do a longevity vitamin ad because I believe it's really good products on there. I mean, he's calling right now. We're going to make a big ad buy, put money in Clear Channel and Rush Limbaugh's pocket. And you know why? Because I'm not letting the White House shut down free speech in this country. And I'm going to tell you something. If they did this to Air America, if Bush would have been trying to shut down Air America, I'd have gone and made an ad buy on them. It's real simple. It's very, very simple. I'm going to put my money where my mouth is. Let's go ahead and talk to Logan in California. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, Alex. Good to talk to you, sir.
Good to talk to you.
I'm a recent convert to the InfoWars, man, but I've been awake for pretty much my whole life. I've always thought that there's, you know, like everybody just seems like zombies to me. I got a couple of slogans for you. One is apathy is treason, okay?
Ooh, stealing that, baby. Do I have permission for a bumper sticker?
Oh, of course, man.
Nah, it's done. It's done. It's done. Apathy is treason. Infowars.com.
Yes, sir. And then my other one is ignorance is not bliss. It's enslavement. That's a good T-shirt for you, man.
I'm writing it down, buddy. Your first one is pure gold. The second one's pure gold. You're a genius.
We, out here in California, I try to preach the word of InfoWars to everybody I know. I'm out here, you know, waking up minds like Morpheus on a daily basis, you know, encouraging people, my friends, my family, my coworkers to research and read, you know, like people walk around these days, and there used to be a time in this country when, you know, knowledge was power. And now the only thing that is it empowers anybody is their iPhones and American Idol and, you know, the recent celebrity death. And it's sickening.
Well, they're in a trance. They're in a medical trance. We've written articles with the government documents, just like we wrote articles 6 years ago and 10 years ago about, you know, appliances having tracker systems in them. Now it's admitted, but we had the documents. It is a fact that in the entire television watching world, brainwaves are lowering every decade. Most of the public is in a near sleep state, highly suggestible, programmed. Humans are computers, electrochemical. They are literally programming people. Half the DARPA funding at the University of Texas Psychology Department, where I was given tours of areas that were unclassified, excuse me, don't want to say classified, it's part of it, well, it was semi. Objectionally, we're allowed to see that, and it was all how to mind control people. Okay, it's real. So don't be mad at zombies out there. These are zombies. These are now basically biological androids. That's what the globalists call them. The globalists call these sheep biological androids. They're biomechanical robots. Do you understand that?
No, I do. I do. And I'm completely on board with what you're saying with this, because it literally is, it's like a multi-construct chemical lobotomy. It's like a mass Stockholm syndrome where everybody loves their abusers and they just walk around.
You're a genius. You know, hey, you want to be a guest on the show sometime?
I would love to work for you.
You sound pretty smart. Maybe you can be a roving reporter for us out in California. Put him on hold. I want his number. And we'll try to. We're so busy. I'm such a limited crew, but maybe we'll send you a camera and stuff, see what you do. I got to find out your whole view on things. You sound like a smart guy. Get his number for me, Harmon. All right, we're coming up with a guest popping in. He's missing both arms and legs, and TSA's got his number. And then we'll get back to your phone call. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
We're going to have completely open phones in the third hour. That's only about, 27 minutes away. For everybody holding, I will get to you, Chris, Chad, John, Franklin, Gorgo, and many others that are holding. The toll-free number, 800-259-9231. And I'll get into all of this other news and science and technology, the economy. We're going to get into more of this shooting in Florida that the president is now completely exploiting. You say what you want about the shooting. It's tragic. Doesn't look good for the guy going off the property, following him and all this from what we've got with some witnesses. But regardless, this is being exploited right now by Al Sharpton and others. So I'll be talking about that some. But your call's coming up for the entire next third hour, and we'll be back this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. We're about to go to our guest for the next 25 minutes or so, Jeffrey Lewis, who's a motivational speaker, an amazing guy, missing all of his limbs, or most of all of his limbs, who has been going through some TSA hell. And one of our reporters was out in Phoenix, Patrick Henningsen, visiting family, and he talked to this gentleman in the airport, so we'll be talking to him in a moment. I want to mention something, because I'm going to be honest with you. I lost 37 pounds in about 2.5 months. And then I've never been a big vitamin mineral person, and I just got off of taking my tangy tangerine and my Rebound and my Cell Shield and the rest of it. I started taking it like once a day or one of them. And instead of being able to run like 8 miles, I just didn't have the motivation but to run 4 or 5. So about a week ago, I said, man, this stuff, you know, I'm promoting it. I did all this research. It's the best stuff out there. I better start taking, you know, the full dose of Tangerine every day, the Pollen Burst, the Cell Shield, the Rebound. And I've been back on it a week and started losing weight again and ran. I ran out of time, so I only ran 6 miles, but I was ready to run 10 miles this morning. And, folks, it's the food crops are being grown on soils that are almost totally depleted. And I had all these different doctors and scientists on that kept promoting that you don't need 70-something minerals, you need 90-plus trace elements. You need higher dosages of these different vitamins. Well, they've got it. Everything you need, the Tangy Tangerine, and you can turbo boost it with Rebound, Citrus Punch, Polymers is amazing. Instead of drinking coffee in the afternoon, I'll drink that. Just incredible with all the B vitamins. And when you get it from InfoWarsTeam.com, you not only get discounts like free shipping on qualifying orders, but you also support this transmission. You can also sign up as distributors at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can get big discounts there and get wholesale prices. So there's videos there with Dr. Wallach, with pharmacist Ben Fuchs, with Dr. Corey Gold. It's all there at InfoWarsTeam.com. And there's also a phone number there on the site if you want to call and order or ask any questions or get involved in that. There's also training sessions that happen every week there in the training and resource section, and there's archives of all those. So it's also a great business opportunity, but for me that's a side issue. If you just start trying it, it will blow you away because you won't be as hungry. I mean, last night I was up at about midnight posting a video on InfoWars.com, and I'd already eaten at about 6 o'clock. And I was a little bit hungry. One of that midnight snack, I just went and had a little half a dose of Tangy Tangerine because I don't take a full one or you can't sleep. You know, Tangy Tangerine doesn't have any caffeine or ginseng in it, like Pollen Burst. Still, you can't sleep. I can't if you take a full dose. I took a little, almost a half dose with some water. Boom! No longer hungry because my body's like, wow, give me more of that. So, again, check it out today, InfoWarsTeam.com. Okay, going to our guest, we posted the video, and it was seen by hundreds of thousands of people that our reporter shot in the airport on just his iPhone. That was Patrick Henningsen. Jeffrey Lewis is a member of the National Speakers Association, the Amputee Coalition of America, a certified peer visitor, and is a co-facilitator of Lively Limbs Amputee Support Group in East Mesa, Arizona. And he's a nice guy. You know, he's a really talented, interesting guy in the videos I've seen. He goes and speaks to students and really, you know, empowers them. And I understand that sometimes you don't know how good life is until you do get into adversity. Sometimes, who was it? Victor Hugo, the French philosopher and statesman, who said that adversity makes men, prosperity makes monsters. I'll tell you, some of the best things that ever happened in my life were adversity. I don't get into those stories, but nothing like his adversity. Got an infection and lost his limbs. I want him to talk about that. And in fact, before we get into the bad stuff with the TSA, I'd like to have him up sometime for a full hour. We have limited time today. You know, tell us about yourself a little bit, Jeff. And then I know you want to be nice and not get after the TSA and saying they're doing their job, but the politicians are out of control. This isn't keeping us safe. It's training our kids that pedophiles can touch them. The psychologists are on record. When the state of Texas tried to ban it, the feds threatened a blockade of our airspace. So I know you're like, before you came on, you're like, I just don't want to bash the TSA. They're doing their job, but this is out of control. So first, tell us about yourself and then what you're going through when you fly all the time to speak around the country.
Hi, Alex. Thank you for inviting me on your show. My wife is here also, and she's part of this, my story also. In fact, she's the biggest hero of all in this whole thing. So if you need her to chime in, just let me know. I was shot in the back in 1985. And lost my spleen, and that's actually what caused the loss of my limbs. Because your spleen captures encapsulated bacteria, I contacted Strep B in 2005, and because I had no spleen to fight it off, it developed into sepsis, and then what's called DIC, which is your body's miracle that saves blood for your heart and your brain and your lungs. By cutting off the blood supply to things that are unnecessary, and in that case it was my hands and my feet, and I almost lost my nose and my ears, and 3 weeks with no hands and no feet. That's everything else was described to me. But before that, I had been perfectly healthy. I've only been sick one day in my life, and for that period of my life, and boy, that was a doozy.
And since then, you are a motivational speaker. Kind of encapsulate what you do there.
Well, I kind of stumbled into that. People had started inviting me to just come tell my story. To be honest with you, before this happened to me, nobody cared much about what I had to say, even my students. But now my wife and I have literally been all over the country just to share our story, and we love it. We just love to get out and say life goes on. Basically, my story is if you fall down, get back up. Don't complain about the things you don't have. Celebrate the things you do have. And I'm surrounded by heroes and wonderful people. I golf, I bowl, I run, and I'm dance with my wife, and I'm just leading a fantastic life.
Well, my father, his dad was in World War II and flew bombers, but then after he flew his 22 missions, he was on the ground in Italy, and he saw a lot of kids with arms and legs blown off. And my dad, every once in a while, would complain, wanting some new shoes or whatever, not wanting to go milk the cows at 4:30 in the morning, and he would say, you know, to my dad, you know, I saw a man, you know, who was complaining that he had no shoes until he saw a man who had no feet. And, I mean, I guess that parable certainly, you know, fits in your story. How did it change your outlook on life, losing both your arms and legs?
Actually, don't get me wrong, I'd love to have my hands and feet back. But I'm actually enjoying life more right now. I mean, there's so many fantastic people out there that I've met and that I've helped and that have helped me. And I don't know who it was, Sigmund Freud or whoever, but there's no better feeling in this world than to help someone else. That's the good feeling in life. And you were talking about your parents. My parents were very, very instrumental in my attitude. My dad was on board the USS Oklahoma in Pearl Harbor when the Japanese came in. He was a musician and was actually leading the band in the national anthem. My mom was a rheumatoid arthritic, as crippled up as you could possibly be with it. But if you ever talked to her on the phone, she would never complain. And she'd say, how you feeling today? And she'd say, oh, I hurt a little bit. That's about as much complaining as she would do. So my family isn't a complaining family. And we get up, we brush ourselves off, and we get right back to the batter's box again.
Well, that's what, not just the American way, that's the human way. And, you know, the globalists want to make us all a bunch of victims so they can control us. And they're not there trying to give us a hand up. They actually want to cut our legs off and give us a pair of crutches. No pun intended there, sir. I know you don't want to sit here and bash on people, but it's got to be done. I was on a TV show last week, and they were going after the TSA people, and I said, how about the politicians? And since Obama's gotten in office, and I'm just giving credit where it's due, that's where all the groping and everything is accelerated, and he could stop it. And the idea that we're just going to blame the TSA, I mean, I get that. That's wrong. And I tend to do that myself because that's where the rubber meets the road. But what you're going through, flying every week or so to go on speaking engagements, and they know you, and they put you through all this, and I see it with other people, you know, 95-year-old women going home to die with cancer, trying to make them get out of wheelchairs, stripping them. I mean, this isn't – I'd rather have terrorists blow a bunch of stuff up than live like this. And since when did Americans say, take all my liberty to keep me safe?
I think I agree with you on that. It wouldn't bother me so much if everybody didn't know me on a first-name basis. We walk up to the gate, and they say, hey, Jeff, where are you going today? And then as soon as I get on the other side of that metal detector, here comes the guy with the rubber gloves. And the smile's gone, and he says, all right, I want to know who approached you. Was it Tattaglia or Barsini? And it just bugs me every time. They have to assume that I've changed since the last time they went over me. I have to fill out so much personal information to even buy my tickets. Can't they just check that out and pull me aside if a flag goes up? I just don't understand why every time I have to get the full once over.
Well, this is guilty until proven innocent. And it's overthrowing our common law and constitutional system. The idea that you're all guilty and we're going to put you through this, and we know there's nothing in your background. You're already run through the check, but now we're going to do this to you. And now the TSA is actually expanding out onto the roads of America.
And how have my prosthetics changed since the last time you swapped me over and helped me up? Nothing's changed. The only possible thing is if someone would have gotten to me and paid me off. I mean, that's an awful big jump right there. That's the only possible way that I would be any different the next time I go to the airport if someone bribed me and talked me into blowing up a plane. That's not going to happen.
Incredible. Well, also, notice what zero tolerance in school does. I've seen this like 20 times as it keeps happening over the last decade where it's career day, and it's always somebody's dad is in the military or they're a police officer. It's always the same. And they say, you know, draw a picture in art class of your parents and what they do. I remember doing that. And they draw their dad who's in the Marines, or they draw, you know, their mom or whoever is a police officer with a gun, and they arrest them or kick them out of school. And they go, well, it's zero tolerance where the teachers aren't able to make their own decisions. It's a default. And they want that mindless, robotic following orders. And that's what TSA is about. They know you're not a terrorist. They know you. They meet you every week. So it's this idea of we're not going to violate just one group's right. We're going to violate everybody, and that makes it fair.
Yeah, I agree with you. I was a teacher for 30 years, and there's certain things that I did because I was told to do, but there's also certain things that I refused to do. When common sense has to take place someplace along the line.
So where do you go from here?
What do you mean, traveling or with my life?
With the TSA, yes.
I'm just going to comply. I'm not going to make waves about it. I hope they don't think I'm jumping on them. There's only one time that I really became angry with them, and they had given me the full check over and let me go. And so I went to my gate, and they hunted me down and brought me all the way back, saying they needed to check some more things out, and they made me take each prosthetic on every limb, turning in a quarter of a turn so they could x-ray it again. And I almost missed my flight because of that. And the guy that was doing it was really obnoxious. But 99 out of 100 TSA people I've dealt with have been very apologetic, very nice, and most of them have encouraged me to fill out a complaint card.
Well, that's what happens to me. I fly some, and they either want my autograph and say, look, it's just a job. We're trying to unionize and change this. But other times, I've had them get in my face and go, this is Alex Jones. He's a troublemaker. And I'm like, you're actually in America trying to intimidate me now. You don't intimidate me with your so-called authority. You ought to be ashamed of the misuse of power. And I understand you fly a lot and you love helping people with your story. So, but the fact that you're wanting to, hey, I hope they don't come after me. I hope they let me fly, you know, because I'm speaking about them. Bro, this is America. And you've got, tell us what you really think about it.
Well, I feel offended and I feel my freedoms have been jeopardized because of this. But I'm not blaming the TSA individuals. I believe they are told from the higher-ups to do what they're doing.
Of course they are. Yeah, they're not allowed to have any discretion.
And if they don't do it, they'll hire someone in their place who will. So it's like the, I hate to make this strong of a comparison, but it's like Nazi Germany. It's my superior officers told me to do this, and if I don't do it, then I'm done. I'm up to the Russian front.
Well, you're right. In the Russian front, boy, that was not fun. But that's where appeasing the system ends up, that finally when you're forced to say no, it's off to the Russian front. We need to say no now before stuff gets really, really bad.
You know, two things that kind of really chap my hide about this. They haven't caught anybody yet doing this. They haven't caught one person from boarding the plane yet. They've had the underwear bomber. They've had the guy with the fuse in his shoe get on. There's a group out there that intentionally tries to smuggle things on, and they actually smuggled a 1930s style Tommy gun onto a plane, and that wasn't picked up in the screening. So what good is it doing?
It's training you that unbonded, unsworn, non-peace officers can violate the Fourth and Tenth Amendment. and operate anywhere in the country, and it's training the American people and their children to line up at the Gestapo checkpoint.
I agree. But I'm not blaming the TSA people.
Well, I'll say this. It is a cop-out in the final equation to blame them. We should blame ourselves letting the Congress and the executive branch and the courts and the state governments put up with this.
I agree. What can we do as a nation to do something about this?
You know, that's an important question. When we come back in the next little short segment, I'm going to talk about some ideas I have for solutions. And then I want you to think during this little three-minute break.
You bet.
And we can discuss that, because it's one thing to complain about this. One thing is people aren't flying as much. And that's why you've got the Orlando airport seeing a big loss in tourism, saying we want the TSA out. And then maybe bring private groups in. There could be competition on who can do it in a better, fashion. But, again, the feds do not have the power to order that small children have their genitals grabbed by men and women. I mean, it's illegal. So it needs to stop. We'll be right back with our guest, Jeff Lewis. Stay with us. I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements, as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just three of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Jeffrey Lewis is our guest. He's a man who has both his arms and legs missing and is a motivational speaker and gets the once over and the twice over and the thrice over everywhere he goes. Solutions, we've got to get people elected that will curtail and back off what the TSA is doing, this federal power grab. We've got to get our state houses to pass legislation. And when Texas passed it in the House last year unanimously, and the Senate was about to just ban the TSA touching people inappropriately because it's already illegal, the feds threatened an armed blockade. Well, go ahead and do it then. I mean, that type of threat of pure tyranny, just go ahead and get it done now. Because let's get that out in the open. They could never have carried that out. Not like this is Libya. That would have exposed them. They would have had to back off. Kind of like if they're able to kick Rush Limbaugh off the air. They're going to get emboldened to shut everybody down. See, even though I'm up against Rush Limbaugh, I understand that. I understand if he went off the air, I'd get a lot more affiliates very quickly. But I don't want that because it's at the expense of the First Amendment. So we hang together or hang separate. There are other things we can do. What are your ideas, Jeff, of what we can do here?
Well, I got a very simple solution, actually. Every time my wife and I fly, we buy our tickets online, and we have to fill out a lot of very, very personal information just to get those tickets. Isn't that information available to the airlines? And wouldn't that tell them whether they need to pull me aside and give me the once over? When I get to the airport, they say, hey, we got something here we need to talk to you about. Otherwise, let me go right on through. Sorry, your background's okay. You hop right on.
That's right. If you don't have reasonable suspicion, then there is no excuse to mess with people. That is the basic common law the world over for thousands of years. Take this reported shooter who conveniently was killed over during the election. Sarkozy's got a 10-point bounce out of it. It turns out for 2 years they knew all about it. Women had warned them, girlfriends. He'd gone to Afghanistan. They knew what he was doing and that he had guns. And they just let him do it.
Oh, yeah. What? And the hardest thing for me to stomach is the second, third, fourth, 15th, 20th, 100th time they checked me over as if I've never been checked before. I mean, how many times do they have to check me over and say, hey, this guy's clean, let him go?
Well, sir, as you know, they pull colostomy bags off people and say, what's this? I mean, I've had them ask me what a Canon camera is. It's got Canon on it. Looks like the classic 35-millimeter camera. And I literally say, is that a joke? This has happened repeatedly. You know what that is.
You know, I had contact with a woman who was detained because of her. She had separate breast milk, and she didn't want it to go through the X-ray machine. And they detained her so long that she missed her flight. This was like 50 minutes they held her, deciding what to do with this breast milk. They finally said, you can either let us X-ray it or you have to dump it out. In the meantime, her baby is starving. So that's gone over the line.
Oh, no, they make them drink it to prove it's theirs, or they make them breast pump it out to show them. You didn't hear about that a month ago?
Oh, I did not hear about that.
I'm not kidding.
But, I mean, I think she would have been glad to taste it for him. I think she would have been more than happy to, but she stood there in that glass booth for 50 minutes while they were trying to decide what to do with her breast milk.
It's all just training us to put up with anything. Jeff Lewis, what's the best website for folks to check out what you're doing?
My website is don'tworryaboutme.com.
Don'tworryaboutme.com. Hey, did you get uptick in speaking requests when we did that video on you?
I've got a lot of hits. I haven't got any specific requests yet, but boy, I've gotten a lot of questions.
Yeah, well, give your website out again.
Don'tworryaboutme.com.
All right. Well, hopefully we'll talk to you again, brother. God bless.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.